Then it's ishkish to a regular korban and chazor b'sherek of a korban. Avo balmum, once the bechor comes to balmum, still then the pasuk says about a balmum, ha tomei v'ator yachtav yechlenu, that you'll have to eat it with the tomei. If so, oma tomei shen oichav b'kotchim kalim, oichav b'chor, madrach a person that's tomei, that's not allowed to eat from kotchim kalim, still is allowed to eat from a bechor, if so zara, regular Yisrael, shoichav b'kotchim kalim, like when you bring a shlomim, the bailam, the Yisrael, could eat part of it, his part. So Yisrael is allowed to eat from kotchim kalim. Is there that it isn't for sure shoichav b'chor? Havad as the Svarot has said that Yisrael should also be able to eat from a bechor. So that's a Svarot in Beis Hillel. That la'achar, it becomes a tam, it becomes a balmum, then even the Yisroel could also eat from it. So Mara says, no, Ikla Mifas, I ask the question still. Mal the Tommy, you know why Tommy is better maybe? The Postik says that this Bechor balmum, even the Tommy could eat from it, Sheken huta meklolo adya by the Sibo. When we bring a korban Sibo, you could do it even the Toma. So since the Tommy of the Kohen could bring a korban Sibo, maybe that's why from the balmum you could eat. But Mashenkin or Azar should never do bring a korban, so maybe he can eat from the Bechor. Well, Beisilus, what Beisilus Svara? And this is Beishamis Kircha. Well, Beisilus, what does Beisilus say? Oto be avoida koma. We're talking about doing the avoida, the achila term. We're talking about achila. That what? That in achila Zar Odif. That achila, even though you bring a korban betumo, betzibur, you're not allowed to eat from it though. So never find the tummy to eat from it. Only here by Balmum. So maduch azar ki kachim kalim, and the tommy can eat from kachim kalim. So if by bechor a tommy can eat from it, pshita azar could also eat from it. That's a story in Beis Hillel. Now Rabbi Kiva, he says even a step further in Beis Hillel, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva ma'atav afilu atchav even a goy. He can let a bechor eat a goy can invite a goy to eat from the bechor also. My time with Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva's svara? Because the pasuk also says kitzvi v'chayil. It says that this balmum is like a deer and like a ram. If so, mat sviva, just like a regular deer with these chayis. Mutlu of the chodin, you can give it to a goy to eat. Is that psulim? Or bechor, that's possible, it came a balmum, is also mutlu of the chodin. You're allowed to let a goy eat from it. That's what the kibbutz varo. Vidach, what does the other man the yamadu? He yells this posik, sviva chayil is not extra. Because really, tlosat sviva exiv, it says three times in this pasha, that a balmum is like a tzvi v'ayil. And we use all three drushes. Chad, one of them is l'kri of Yitzchak, his drusha. V'chad l'kri of Oishia. V'chad l'kri of Zerakaper. So the kitza, we make all these drushes. We use each one of them. So therefore, it's not extra to teach us that even a goy could eat from it. V'idach, the other one says no. V'idach, mashallah, it's not. Chad is three times like this. One is Chav Yitzchak. Yeah, v'chad l'kri ablos akaper, and the third one is mat svivay l'pturim and abechor, just like the chayis. There's no kedushas bechor by them. Psul hamadoshim. Once a korban became a balmum, and you redeem it, so even if it gives birth later, there's no kedushas bechor on pturim and abechor. Therefore, we use these three vials for these drushes. Therefore, it's not extra to teach us that a bechor balmum, even a goy could eat from it. So that's the machlokes to be dashed for that or not. Seven rabbanim like this. It says, but Bechor ain't machil noisel nidus, divir beshamai. A Bechor, even though it's a balmum, a kohen is not allowed to give it to his wife if she's a nida. Or beisul laimrim, machil noisel nidus, not allowed to give it to a nida, it has no kedusha. Now, my time of the beshamai, this is the Bosser says, Upsom yilacho, says the Bosser should be for you, the Bosser of the Bechor. So, mahosom, just like the other psul hamgdoshim, nidus loi, if you tome, that a tome yotsemi gufa, like by a nida or by a zav, you can't eat from Surah Hamakdoshim, is Afoch Yerosa by Bechor. Nidus loy, that since the Tumah came out of her goof, she can't eat from a Bechor. Well, Basil says, no, honey, we wonder why I said that's for only Tam, only by Bechor Tam. Avo Balmum, but by Bechor Balmum, this is special Xeros Kosovit, it says, Ha Tomeh vi Ha Toir, Yuchlenu. It says the what? The Tomeh and the Toir could eat together. See, even though you told me you're not eat from it. Well, Beisham, what does he do with this Pasik? He says, Hani, Mili, when do I see even a Tomei? Krit from a Bechor, Balmum, Hechadi and Tomei Yetzalom, Megufoi. That's not that the person touched a mace, or touched a sheretz, but the Tumah did not come out of his body. Abel Hechad, the Tumah Yetzalom, Megufoi, when the Tumah comes out from his body, then Loi, then even then you can't eat even from a Bechor, Balmum. Why? the Yashchachon, because we find the Pligi Rachmona ben Tumi Yaslam Megufoi lo ben Shem Tumi Yaslam Megufoi. We find other places there's a difference whether how you became Tumi, whether the Tumi came out of your body, they were more Machmel, whether the Tumi came because you touched something. It's not glad like this. Ha Pesach Shabbat Betumo. Let's say the Tzibor was Roba, the Tzibor was Tumi. So you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach even though you're Tumi. So it says what? In such a case, Liach, let him amenu zavinu mitzaroyim, gazavas venidus v'yoldos. That these people cannot eat from it. Why? Because these things are tumi yetzin egufa. If you came a zav or a mitzaro, zav nezavis. So you see, only these people can eat from it. But other tumim are allowed to eat from it. So you see, only yetzin egufa can't. But other tumis could. But says the Beis Hillel, host the Mudi Gola Rachmona. Why? Because Pesach, that's exactly the gospel that says, Tumei Nefesh, the whole heter, that even though your tummy let it from the Korban Pesach where the tzibur was, that's only if you tummy the Nefesh. Avol Sadir, there's only heter, if you touch the mace, that's when you have heter teeth from the Korban Pesach. But the tumu was Yotzalov Negufoi, then you don't have a heter. Avol Ocha, but over here, by the Bechor Ba'amun, the Pesach says, Ha Tomei Vetor Yachtov, Tomei Stomach Siv, Mash many type of a tumu loishno. Leshna, how you became Tomei? Whether the tumor came out of your body, whether the tumor was because you touched something, in both cases here you let it eat from it. So that's why there's still loads here, even though you're a Tomei, you're a Tomei, yes, a Lomei Gufoi, still you let it eat from Bechor. From Bechor, there's no Easter, you let it eat. Tell me about, remember this, Nu Shaila. Ein Magilin Be Yomtif. On Yomtif, you shecht an animal, then you want to skin it, to take all the skin. Rashi says Magilin means to take the skin off complete, like don't cut it anywhere. Just take off the whole skin, and you can use it for a flask. People use it to store things, store liquid in it. So you know how to do this on Yom Tov, because it's a big tircha. Like it's not for purpose of Yom Tov. The meat, you let it eat, so shecht and cut out the meat. But to go skin it, take out all the skin in one piece, is a lot of tircha. And it's not, you can't use it on Yom Tov. Sell it to people, not even you to use it. Your purpose is to sell it, so you're not going to use it today, therefore you can't do this bother on Yom Tov. Ela Bechor Mantana, what should be the shalom of the Bechor? It's a little bizoyin to the meat itself, because when you want to skin it this way, certain parts you have to cut off some meat to leave the meat attached to the skin. So a little bit you'd be mevaza the meat. So you have to say the meat has some kedusha on it. So Mantana, Omer Chiz de Beisham, he goes according to Beisham of our Mishnah. The Omer that he holds, you can't give your Bechor to a Nida because it has some Kedusha on it. Or like in our Mishnah it says, you can't give it to a Goya for Israel, so it has some Kedusha, therefore they shun it hold, you can't skin it because you're going to ruin the meat. For Ebb Sula HaMekdoshim, Mount Huzatan over this, on Rav Chizda again, Rav Lezer Rav Shimonhi, that he's Machmer Ebb Sula HaMekdoshim. This man went on like this, Hoy Lefono Shtei Chatois. That is, somebody set aside two kabonis, he has to bring one chatis, and he's afraid he may lose one, so in the beginning he set aside two of them for the one purpose. Then achav trima, one remained to be a batam, the achav bamum, one became a bamum. Slach is now, tamim not ikar, you should bring the trima for korbin, palasun tipoda, the bamum, go be proud of it, redeem it now. Now what's going to be, nishcha to balasun, let's say you shechted the bamum, you redeemed it and you shechted it, so it depends. Imagine if you didn't bring this rikas dam, you didn't shech the first chatis yet, shech tmimim muteris, then you'll not eat this balas mum. But in mission is ragdoma, once you brought it for korban, the tam, shech tmim asura, you should know now the meat of this balmum becomes also. Because once you shech the korban chatis, the second one becomes like a chatis in a chaper balo. That's one of the five halachas, lemis ozlo. So then it becomes also. We have Lezer, Reb Shimon, I'm there. I feel a boss of it. So according to the Tanakhama, it's only Yosef, you didn't shech the Balmum yet. But once you shech the Balmum, the Heter is Chal, it doesn't become Osir anymore. We have Lezer, Reb Shimon, I'm there. I feel a boss of it. Even if the meat is in a pot that you're cooking up the meat, and then, in other words, what happened was, again, one remained the Balmum, one remained the Tam. You took the Balmum and you shecht it, and you started to cook up the meat. And then the Nizrak Domesh of Tmima. Then you brought the korban, the Tmima, the Locher is Asura. Still, once you brought the korban Tmima, you made the Zerikas Adam, so you brought the korban Chatis, so now the other one, Mashpah, still has Kedusha on it. And now it's Chala Locher, it's called the Chatis, and it's Chapur Baleo,
that the owner already had its kapor from the other chatis. So now this chatis lemisa, you have to kill it. It's also banor. So you see, even though you shechted it already, even though it's a balmum and you shechted it, still the psula medoshim has kedusha on it. So you also, since it has kedusha, so you also, even though you shechted the psula medoshim, still when it comes to skin it, you have to know the meat still has kedusha on it. So if you now want to skin it that way to get off the whole skin complete, because by doing that, you're for sure going to have to cut away some meat and leave that meat attached to the skin. So like ruining the meat, therefore it's also to do it this way. For the Gemara of Rav Chizda, though, look, Makula, why don't you say the whole thing goes according to Beis Shammai better? But just like he's machmer by Bechor, the Avim Yoz would be machmer by Psula Medashim also. The Gemara says, no, Duma, maybe Yad can look on Beis Shammai a little bit Bechor. To the Shasim Erechem, the Beis Shammai is only machmer by Bechor, that even if it becomes a Bamum, it still has Kedusha on it, because it was Kodesh Merechem, it was born by Kedusha. And as soon as it came out of the womb, if you had to be makdish that korban, the yank to shoshim rechem, which does not come out from its rechem, but later you had to be makdish it, maybe there Beshama doesn't say his svara that liyachar comes to balmum, it still has kedusha. Maybe by regular psula amakdoshim, Beshama would agree. So therefore, we have to say it goes according to the shita, it goes according to Reb Lezer. Called Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, if so, for look.